Hello, and welcome to Safe Talk Radio, a place where we discuss mental health disorders with hope and without judgment. Today I want to introduce you to Kevin. Perhaps you have met someone like Kevin before. Perhaps you find something in common with Kevin yourself. Let's take a look at a typical day in the life of this active 12-year-old. Kevin emptied his book bag on the desk to look for his homework. Crinkled papers fell out everywhere. He pulled a tattered paper from the middle of the pile, only to notice it was not done. His teacher sighed her disapproval, and his classmates laughed in agreement. On his way to the cafeteria, Kevin darted through the busy hallway like a pinball, but didn't seem to realize he was bumping into people. At home, Kevin's dad sent him upstairs to clean his bedroom. Although willing to obey, Kevin went into his room and sat on his bed. He just didn't know where to start. Kevin's behavior is common among children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Like Kevin, children, adolescents, and adults with ADHD show signs of inattention, hyperactivity, impulsivity, or a combination of both. In this scene, Kevin shows a combination of both inattention and hyperactivity impulsivity. He had missing, unfinished schoolwork in an unorganized book bag, and by his teachers' and classmates' reactions, seemed to have done this before. He ran through the hall when he should have been walking, and was unable to begin the task of cleaning his bedroom. In addition, Kevin's behaviors are seen both at school and at home. It is important not to jump to conclusions when a child is very active, impulsive, or absent-minded. In order to diagnose a child with ADHD, at least 6 behaviors of either inattention or hyperactivity impulsivity, or a combination of both, must be seen over a period of 6 months. There are 3 important questions to ask when looking at these behaviors. First, does the child's behavior take place at inappropriate times? Second, does the child's behavior match up with typical age development? And third, does the child's behavior negatively affect school, friendships, or home life? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder used to be the partner to ADD, attention deficit disorder. However, ADD is no longer named as a diagnosis. People who have been diagnosed with ADD fit into the inattentive category of ADHD. For decades, people have had a difficult time understanding ADHD and accepting it as a real disorder. However, years of research show that ADHD is not only a medical disorder, but also one that can negatively affect all areas of a person's life if it is not treated. Out of every 100 children, 3 to 7 are diagnosed with ADHD. Data on the number of adolescents and adults diagnosed with ADHD is more limited. Although children do not outgrow ADHD, as people used to think, adults with ADHD experience less symptoms of hyperactivity. Strangely enough, ADHD is diagnosed 4 to 9 times more often in boys than in girls. This may happen because girls tend to show less hyperactive behaviors that are more noticeable and disruptive. Instead, girls with ADHD show more signs of inattention and have more learning problems than boys. Scientists still have not determined what initially causes ADHD. However, scientists do have information on what does and does not affect ADHD. First, heredity, or the passing of traits from a parent to his or her child, is a large factor in a child having ADHD. In fact, up to 40% of children with ADHD also have a parent with the disorder. Second, research has connected brain function with ADHD. Studies have shown differences between the brains of people with ADHD and the brains of people without ADHD. Specifically, the parts of the brain that are different are the parts in charge of impulse control and regulating behavior. One brain study found lower activities in the parts of the brain that control attention, social judgment, and movement. This proves that an ADHD brain works differently than one without ADHD. A child's environment can make the symptoms of ADHD worse, but does not cause ADHD in and of itself. For example, bad parenting does not cause ADHD, but critical negative parenting or poor management at home can make the symptoms seem much worse. In addition, studies have disproved the idea that lead contamination, certain foods, and sugar cause ADHD. Treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder comes in the form of working to change behaviors, taking medicine, or a combination of both. A combination of both the behavior treatment and medicine has been shown to be the best option for children with ADHD. Unfortunately, the behaviors of ADHD can commonly be mistaken for intentional annoyance, defiance, and laziness, to name a few. This misunderstanding can cause great distress in the life of a child with ADHD. It is important to remember that a child with ADHD, such as Kevin from before, cannot just stop his behaviors. Because such behaviors do not go along with the strict nature of school, teachers and classmates often respond to children with ADHD in negative ways. Along with the treatments available for children with ADHD, teachers and parents must strive to point out positive behaviors in the child rather than just reacting to the less pleasing ones. People often respond well to kindness and positive reinforcement, and a child with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is no different. Thank you for joining us today on Safe Talk Radio. Education on mental health disorders is the first step in supporting the families of and people with a disorder. Above all, remember to approach mental health disorders with hope and without judgment. Enjoy your day. The material included in this podcast came from several sources. These sources were American Psychiatric Association, 2001, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, Text Revision 4. Burke, 2001, Awakening Children's Minds, How Parents and Teachers Can Make a Difference. Ellison, Myths and Misconceptions About ADHD, Science Over Cynicism. Lewis, 2002, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, A Comprehensive Textbook, 3rd Edition. National Alliance on Mental Illness, 2008, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. National Resource Center on ADHD, 2008, What is ADHD or ADD? U.S. Department of Education, 2004, Teaching Children with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, Instructional Strategies and Practices. U.S. Department of Education, 2003, Identifying and Treating Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, A Resource for School and Home.